the Batmobile. Let's go.
Why are you on your phone, Homer?
Cause I didn't fucking charge my thing and the cord here is fucked up. Like the way my plugs are in my room are jacked up. So if I were to plug it in and do it that way, like, it'd be fucking weird. Like,
I wonder if I can set this up for my phone, cause y'all look comfy as fuck and I'm just sitting here at my kitchen table.
It's whatever.
I wonder if I could schedule it and just send myself the link. So that way, no matter where we were, I'd be like, hold on, babe. I got to make a call for 30 to 45 minutes.
But you just wouldn't be able to record it, though, would you?
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, if we could schedule it so that, you know, we just, like, log in. And I don't know. I've never done it from my phone. Only y'all have.
Does it record it off of, it doesn't record it on Google Hangouts, right? It records it
on YouTube. On
a separate software?
YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So when this finishes, it gets auto uploaded to YouTube.
I thought you edited them.
Yeah, but the raw data gets straight uploaded to YouTube.
The raw.
That being said, it gets it sent to a private YouTube page that only I have access to.
Oh, I see. I mean, it's all good. Whatever. But...
And then I steal the video and strip the audio. And I don't know what editing you're talking about, but that never happens.
Full disclosure, I did not read the I saw the article title, but I did not read the article about what was left out of Justice League.
Oh, no, that's fine. I deliberately didn't give you all those details.
I saw it, but I mean, I saw the article. I just never ended up reading it. I mean, I saw it like a week ago or whenever I saw it. I don't even fucking remember. My days are so blurred. I'm like all over the fucking place.
It's weird having a job, isn't it?
Yeah.
You like fucking... go to it every day too, right? And then you like... Yeah. Pretty wild, I know.
I like it. I like my job. It's fun. It's just I'm fucking exhausted. I'm chilling at Andrew's house this fucking week. Andrew was saying how he fell asleep to Justice League because he thought it was fucking boring.
What? I caught up on
the
nap.
He said caught up on the nap.
It was the best $9 nap I ever paid for.
You should have seen me yesterday. I was showing him he hadn't seen the Avengers trailer yet. And I'm over here, like, because he's seen all the movies, but only, like, once, and he doesn't, like, really like, keep up with them or, like, really care that much about it. And so I'm over here explaining, like, Thanos and from, like, the first Avengers movie, how it's all building up to it and how excited I was. I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot wait.
10 years, Andrew. Been building on this for 10 years.
Pretty crazy.
I think it's even weirder when you, like, explain talking to Andrew and he's, like, 2 feet away from you.
Oh yeah!
You're like, so I was talking to Andrew the other day. I was like,
it's because he can't hear y'all.
I literally just waved to him 12 seconds ago. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's right there.
Yeah, he is right there. He's about to go work out.
Oh, nice.
When he walks up in the room, asshole.
Oh, yeah. You better call him an asshole. Because if I would have said it, you'd have been like, you're fucking jerk, dick ass motherfucker.
And that's how the Cardinal Advisor gets put on this show. Welcome to another episode of Pocket Knife News. I'm Aaron.
I'm Homer.
And I'm David.
And 2 out of 3 of us are very comfortable right now.
Yeah.
I have a hoodie on. Does that make count for anything?
I got a blanket.
Son of a bitch.
I'm still in my work clothes from earlier, so I guess I'm not
that comfortable. I would up the ante.
My hoodie's from HEB, and I spent a full $3 on it.
Hey, there it is.
Black Friday. Who would have guessed the grocery store would do Black Friday?
HEB.
HEB.
Me and mine went to HEB the other day. And she was like, Daddy, what does HEB stand for? And obviously, I know it stands for like the gut, but Herbert E. Butt or whatever his name
Hungry
is.
Hungry Eating.
I was like, babe, I was like, we're going to Hear Everything's Better. She's like, what? She's like, no, HEB. I'm like, no, it's Hear Everything's Better. It's like their slogan. She's like, no, Dad, it's not. She was arguing with me and getting really upset about it.
She's like, I'm going to fight you on this
one. And she's like, no. Dad, have you ever been stabbed?
Would not shock me the way her attitude is happening recently.
Me and my oldest son had a real fun confusing my youngest son when we got to HEB the other day, because there's just the three of us there, which a nightmare. It's going grocery shopping without a woman is ridiculous. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how you guys do it. Hey, here's all your favorite foods in totally different parts of the store. Nothing's where it should be. No, of course not. Why would trash bags be by the cleaning supplies? No, they're in the dog food. Of course. Where else would they?
It's because they want you to go all over the store.
We're only going for like barbecue stuff. So it's like, where's the coat section? Over there. All right, cool. And you leave the barbecue stuff and you're like, look, there's the beer. Cool. The same pretty much aisle, just straight
up. I'm just telling you, there's only two aisles in that entire store that make any sense. The meat aisle and the beer aisle, set up perfectly. Try to find a wine in there. Wine? Oh, my God. Murder me now trying to find a wine. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. No, I had to pick up some stuff for Deborah. So that's why I was looking for trash bags. Kiss trash bags. I got lots of trash bags when they put my groceries in a bag. Those are trash bags when I get home. I don't understand the problem. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
So I guess like some trailers came out or something. And
yeah,
talk about them at some point. Did I tell you? I can't remember if I had mentioned it when I saw Justice League. The trailers like really sucked for the movie. It was like all these like random, like the new Denzel Washington movie. It was like all like that Matt Damon movie. I was like, man, these are like really depressing ass trailers to be playing before a major box office movie. Then the movie starts and it's all Murder on the Orient Express. I was all, this movie's been out for weeks. Why would they give us a opening montage of this? They played.
I saw that movie, by the way. It was pretty decent.
I've heard only good things. They played the wrong movie in the theater, so I only got to see one trailer before Justice League. Once they finally got the right, I'm sure it's just a Blu-ray they put in that machine now, and it was the Deadpool 2 trailer.
You know what? I have not seen that yet.
Oh yeah, that was the only one that was actually.
Yeah, no, it was the only one I saw. So it was really funny because I had already seen the Red Band trailer, and then I saw the movie theater version, and I was like, that was not nearly as funny, but still entertaining nonetheless. I thought you were kidding when you said you didn't read the article. I thought you were referring to the show notes, and then I was like, oh no, he just means some random article. Nope, you mean the show notes, because in the show notes, definitely says here we're talking about the Deadpool 2 teaser trailer.
I was talking about the actual specific article for that story. I saw it a couple days ago, as far as like the headlines, but I never ended up actually reading it. But you are correct. I did not watch the Deadpool 2 trailer either. It was on my to-do list from like whenever it came out, like a week and a half ago or whenever it did. I just completely forgot about it, and shit, I mean,
it's pretty funny.
I barely got home from work and I'm like fucking exhausted.
I just wish we saw more Cable.
There's less than half a second of Cable, and there's only about 8 seconds of an actual trailer, and it's 20 minutes of Deadpool pretending to be Bob Ross. It's quite funny.
Wow.
Yeah. Paints a picture for like the first 80% of the trailer. And then it's like 8 seconds of trailer and quick glimpse of Cable. Done.
Yeah. They're like, thank you for watching. That was all real.
So that's how you do a teaser. I know nothing about this movie and I feel like nothing's been spoiled so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I was on the podcast when the first Deadpool came out. I mean, it was a good movie. I liked it, but I haven't like watched it again since then.
Really?
I think I tried to, but I fell asleep.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a rewatch. It doesn't have it's definitely one of those movies I just fast forward to my favorite parts fairly often. It is good.
It was a great movie. It was hilarious. I thought it, I guess nothing against it. That's why I just haven't like taken the time to go watch the Deadpool trailer.
Makes sense.
But I need to see it. Obviously, I'm gonna go see part two.
I thought the trailer was hilarious, dude.
I'm depressed.
I feel like you're just like literally ignoring the fact that Homer's been talking. Like you just literally keep saying "I'm depressed" over Homer's actual.
No, like he like talks and we talk.
And he's like, "Yeah, I'm depressed."
Yeah, Homer's trailer was hilarious. I'm depressed.
Homer was on a delay, and I was
Homer's off. Okay,
going to another topic.
Let's just look at some audio laid over Homer. Hey,
is there someone else on the line with us here?
So how was your day? I'm depressed. Didn't I tell you? Oh my god.
Let's get David undepressed then. And let's talk about something that he jizzed in his pants over.
Oh no. Well, Jurassic Park. Oh, you know what? Oh wait. Oh, that's
I really did. I have not liked either of the two teasers and the additional the stupid video they released so far. I haven't liked any of it. It's ridiculous.
It looks like I told Andrew yesterday, I was like, it's basically the Lost World. Part two. I know, but you know what I mean. The Lost World Part Two.
No, it's Part Three, isn't it? Where like they try to take the dinosaurs to the city.
No, that's two.
That's two.
Oh, that's
no. Three is when there's all of a sudden there's another island that some child got lost on while he was paragliding.
Oh, see, I get those mixed. I think part two is that one. And then part three, they try to take him to the thing. But
yeah, no, part three is where William H. Macy lies about being rich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I'll write you a check right now. It's funny because the last check didn't bounce. I'm like, what movie are we watching?
Didn't that check bounce in the first movie? Whatever, I got paid since
then. So which trailer did get you excited, David? Literally, there was only two trailers on the docket.
I'm just messing with you. Anyway, obviously, Marvel's Infinity War. I can't wait, or Avengers Infinity War. I'm so excited about it. I've watched the trailer like 7 times.
But there's like so much to touch on because there was like
so much going on, and I mean
here and there, and there's so much that like. Every time I see it, I try to catch as much as I can. And then, like, I'll watch other people, like, break it down.
Oh, yeah. I watch like, all those videos.
I caught that, and I didn't make that connection to that, you know?
I can't wait till
where Captain America had
that. You can't wait for Palmer to finish his sentence so you can start talking.
Sorry.
Yeah, we got that.
I thought he was going to be done and then he continued. So I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, he's probably like, Meg, I better get it all in right now. Cause
for real. Let me
I didn't, it in the I didn't mean to do that.
All right. And that was my line for the rest of the podcast. Y'all have a good day, guys.
No. We're fine.
Homer's
we're
on. Fine. Aaron, can you text me when we're on to the next topic now?
It'll pop up on my screen. I'll see it.
All right. So some highlights of this trailer. Come on. Obviously, we all liked it. I mean, I don't even need to sit here and say that I liked it. Obviously, it's amazing. It's really, really good. There's some really key pivotal things. My favorite line is definitely get this man a shield. And then bearded Captain America comes out of the shadows. Obviously, that was insane. Couple things. They show Bucky with his arm back. Which obviously he's going to get his arm back. That's not a surprise. But I'm going to be really bummed if the post-credit scene in Black Panther is him getting his arm back, because it's going to be like, I already fucking knew that was going to happen. You better give me a post-credit in Black Panther. Like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah, you know, when is Black Panther coming out?
February.
See, they should. I know
it's like 3-4 months later than it's Avengers, right?
May.
Yeah. They should have done like a really like a smaller teaser right now with less. I mean, I'm excited that they released what they did, but they should have done a smaller teaser, like they normally do, and then release the bigger one on that movie. I'm sure that's what they're gonna end up doing anyway.
Hell no, dude.
Yeah,
I'm glad they teased it. Like, if I was like watching it on my phone, I would have broken it. But I was like watching it on a computer, and I was like, "This is awesome!" I swear, I would have punched it through the monitor if it was mine. Like,
if it was mine. So I can't wait till the full trailer.
So everybody's getting their stuff back in this one. Of course, everybody knows, even from the trailers, Thor, Captain America loses his shield.
He lost the hammer? I thought he just lost an eyeball.
Spoiler.
Wait, you haven't seen Ragnarok yet?
No, I haven't.
No, he hasn't.
Wait, dude, you have to have known that because it's in the fucking trailer. Hela's like, Hela holds the hammer and it fucking explodes.
That was the joke.
Thank you, Homer.
Sorry.
And then, of course, Bucky gets his arm back. And then Iron Man gets his
Hulkbuster
core back.
He's getting back into the Hulkbuster. Precisely.
Spider-Man gets his badass suit. Like,
fuck yeah, dude. The Iron Spider looks legit as fuck. And then Thanos is all, you motherfucker. Flick. Dude, I was listening to the podcast, and they were talking about that scene where Thanos punches Iron Man, and so they were talking about like how, you know, somebody's obviously going to die this movie, like, and the rumor mill, is it going to be Iron Man or Captain America? It's obviously going to be one of those two, and the guy was just insistent. He's like, it's Iron Man. He died in the trailer. Thanos punched him to death. Did you see that?
He just falls. Doesn't even bounce off the floor.
He just fell straight to the floor, man. Like, talk about being decked.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Captain America. I think I would be more effective if Captain America died than Iron Man.
I think that, I don't know, man. I'm so conflicted because there's so much good material they can pull from to do this. It really feels like they're priming Black Panther to kind of take over the Avengers. Just the him being the king whole thing. He was so prominent in that trailer. I think he's going to really start playing a bigger, a more pivotal role in the Avengers as a whole. But
yeah,
I do think it's going to be Captain America or Iron Man that dies after Vision. People complaining that they're like, I really didn't want to see Vision with Loki's staff then pulling the Infinity Stone out of his forehead. Like, motherfucker, that's the whole point of the movie.
Yeah, he's getting the Infinity
Stone. Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that means he... I mean, I guess no one really knows. I mean, I don't think it means he's going to die for sure.
Maybe not. Nobody fully knows.
I mean, it's so obvious. I don't think they would fucking spoil that in the trailer because, I mean, that's what anyone would think. You know, they're pulling the fucking stone out. He's going to fucking die.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Wanda's probably going to use some spell to keep him alive.
I love the part where he's, you know, Thanos is the only one that, like, basically talks in the trailer with the exception of Black Panther. And it shows him fucking, like, dropping the stone on the fucking gauntlet. Like, it's, like, magnetic.
Hell yeah.
And what's funny is he only has two. He only has two in there, so it didn't even have a vision stone in there.
Yeah.
So he has it. So what's two did he have? He has the Loki one because
he had the purple one and I think the red one.
Who has the red? That's for.
So the red one was given to the collector.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that
the
was
eighth, the aether?
The purple one was from Guardians of the Galaxy.
So that's
Nova Corps. That corporation. That's why everybody's like, dude, Thanos just went ham and fucked them up.
Okay, and so Loki obviously hands him the Tesseract, which is the blue one. So there's only two left, and it's Doctor Strange's and Visions, right?
No, there's six.
And
total,
there's one
there?
More. It's that last one.
Doctor Strange's, the time stone, that's what they said.
But they said, I think it's the soul stone that's missing, the brown one.
Who has that one?
Knows. I don't think anybody knows. I don't think. But that was one of the rumors. Like, somebody was saying, like, maybe it's in Thor's hammer, which it wasn't.
Oh.
And was kind of, like, leaning towards, what's that guy? The guy who keeps the gate in Thor. The one with the big.
Oh, yeah.
Heimdall?
Idris Elba. Idris Elba.
But I can't think of his character name.
Heimdall.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Heimdall. Yeah.
Well, they
also known as Idris Elba.
We know.
So they said it might be him.
I love Idris Elba, man. I don't want to think of him as anything other than Luther.
Because they're saying that it might be him because his eyes match the color of the stone.
All right.
He might be.
Or David, who's your money on? Who's going to die?
I think they're going to pussy out. Or it's going to be some fucking character no one gives a shit about. It's going to be like Scarlet Witch or...
First of all, everybody loves Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, hey, you know what? Completely sidebar. Is Hawkeye not in
because
this one?
Because we're typically never sidebar.
Okay, so Hawkeye is in it.
Yeah, he was in the photo shoot.
In the trailer. Yeah.
But he wasn't in the trailer.
Which is weird. Which is weird because in the photo shoot, he has a full set of hair.
He has a mohawk.
But
he
apparently,
mohawk, I thought.
Heard is that he had confirmed that he was going to have a mohawk, but I don't remember seeing it in the.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying a full attention, but I didn't see it.
It is actually in the photo shoot, and I only remember because I scrolled past and I was like, why the fuck Jeremy Renner got a mohawk? He's like 80 years old. He needs to calm the fuck down over there. But no.
You know what would be fucking crazy is if since Spider-Man's technically not Marvel Studios anymore and Sony's deciding to do the whole Venom stuff by itself without being like in the MCU, then they just decide that, you know what, we're going to kill off the MCU Spider-Man and then reboot Spider-Man again afterwards. That'd be hilarious. And that'd be
See, that was the thing in the trailer that leaked. They have Spider-Man on the ground bleeding and Iron Man over him saying,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I brought you into this.
Oh, my God. No. God damn it.
So did you know you never saw the leak trailer?
So no.
The one that they showed at the Comic-Con. So from what I've heard, it's like 80% the same. The big thing that's missing is that scene where he's like, I'm sorry. And then the other thing is at the end of the trailer, Thanos literally is like throwing a moon at the Avengers.
Oh, he's doing that pull moon
thing? Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's pulling the moon.
Oh, it obviously won't be Spider-Man because they already announced Spider-Man Homecoming 2, so never mind.
Can't be Spider-Man. I'm going to guess...
If it has to be between Iron Man and Captain America, fuck, bro. I don't...
Did Captain America die?
I think so.
Either one of them.
I want Iron Man. If I had to pick between the two, Iron Man. Let him go. Because one.
You son of a bitch.
How are you going to. There's no more money they can give Robert Downey Jr. to play that role. Like, they're pretty much just going to start paying him in Disney shares, I'm pretty sure.
They're just going to pay him in shares.
Like, and then two, but there's so many people, I don't know, that could say the same thing. I like the direction they went with the new Iron Man. It's that the young girl, like, you can go down that route.
And yeah.
In addition, Bucky becomes Captain America at some point. So it's like, where is it going
to
go?
I wouldn't be surprised if they, like, did decide to, like, really, really off someone. That they do both of them. Like, they have the whole conflict in Civil War, right? And they just, like, it comes full circle.
Sacrifice.
Yeah. But I don't think... Wait. See
let the me big tell thing... Hold on. I know if they tried to do it, it would be a Bruce Willis in Armageddon situation where Captain America is Bruce Willis. He's going to throw Iron Man, a.k.a. Ben Affleck, into the tube and let him be sacrificed. That's exactly what's going to happen is Captain America is the best. Done.
I think, like, and then Robert Downey Jr. is going to be like, you just threw an empty freaking shell of my brother. I'm standing right here next to you. Let's do this, brother.
But then it might not come full circle until the next Avengers, because, I mean, obviously there's supposed to be another one, like, the next year, right?
Yeah, so this is supposed to be Thanos wins, and then the next one will be Avengers Return.
I can't handle that. Yeah, I might have to just hold off on watching it until next year. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait to watch. Well, of course, I'm not going to do that. Fuck.
I don't want to listen to the new Papa Roach album. I'll just wait till it fully comes out and I'm able to leak it. Yeah, you're right.
So that way, I can listen to the new album and the old album back to back and have a full new experience.
Look, maybe if it was a concept sequel album, then maybe. Oh, man, Lord. No, obviously, no. I hate waiting, man. Just like I fucking...
You know what, though? At least Marvel's got their shit together, and you're not, you're waiting a year, and you know you're waiting a year, where it's like, Justice League comes out, I really enjoy this movie, and it's like, what do we got next year? Aquaman. In December. What's next? No fucking clue. Yeah,
it's up in the air.
That's true. Who knows if y'all are gonna keep and we're pretty sure it's going to be a good movie, so...
We're hoping.
I'm pretty confident in the Aquaman. So there's been some chats amongst the internet, thank you, Kevin Smith, about the people who saw the test, or not the test, the original screening, the test screening, this was a test, the test screening for Justice League. And it is some pretty striking differences between the two.
So wait. So you're telling me the people that saw the test screening and the actual movie are two different cuts? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, they're extremely different cuts. So let me.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Let David listen to this because he's starting to pull out headphones and shit.
So
I'm listening.
The original version focused on Steppenwolf was getting the mother boxes to actually free his mother who was trapped in them.
Yeah, so that,
duh, makes sense. Because she is super strong and she was going to help him overthrow Darkseid.
I think he was thinking HEB Buddy Bucks, but alright.
And then, in the midst of that, Steppenwolf was the one who resurrects Superman, bringing him back in the black and silver suit. And Superman goes pretty ham on everybody until Darkseid sees this and he's like, yo, Superman, you should come work for me. And then he sees that nightmare vision that Batman saw and he sees himself in that position. He's like, oh no, I can't do that. I'm actually a good guy. I remember who I am now. That's when he goes to join the Justice League. Cyborg sacrifices himself. And in the middle of the movie is the prison breakout scene where Deathstroke would have broken out Lex Luthor. Movie ends with Steppenwolf going to Darkseid, being like, my bad, Joe. I like messed up. And Darkseid just goes, nah, you kind of suck, and just murders him. And then the post-credit scene is two Green Lanterns, one being Kilowog, I can't remember who the other one was, show up to Batman and go, yo, you need a Green Lantern for Earth. We need your help to find one.
That sounds like a completely fucking different movie.
Yeah. And as much as I like the movie we got, that sounds freaking amazing. See, I really like that storyline better.
See, one of the guys of work had like said something about that, but only one part of it. The part where he has that like nightmare vision and he snaps out of it. That's all he said. And I was like, oh, that's weird, but I don't know if that would be like part of the movie. I didn't know that the whole damn movie had changed.
Yeah. It's like, crazy, see,
the
way right?
He told me was that something had happened, Darkseid was in it, vision, and Superman was like, oh, we need to destroy these boxes. Like, that was it. It wasn't anything the way you described it. Like, that's so insane.
Yeah. First of all, I would have loved to see Darkseid. That should have definitely happened. Two, as much as I did think that Steppenwolf's plot was pretty clean cut in the movie for this movie, I mean, it wasn't very intricate. This other plot is way cooler. Yeah. And then I would have loved to see Deathstroke in action. And I would have loved to see that scene where the Flash was supposed to save Iris West, where he breaks through that glass that was in the trailer and cut from the movie.
Dude, those two Green Lanterns sound pretty cool, dude. Like,
yeah. So I really hope they release some ultimate cut of this movie where, I mean, I'll even watch it with the bad CGI if it's unfinished CGI. I'll let it fly.
Yeah, for real. But I mean, you know, it has, well, I don't know. It was a test screening, but still, like, I feel like that was the first cut, before they were like, cool, let's just switch these people out and change this guy for that guy, and then add this director and that director, and let's do this. And then, you know,
so that was the test cut, and then shortly after, I think, is when Snyder had the tragedy in his family, and he started stepping away. They put Josh in, they give the 2-hour mandate, and so he reshoots all this stuff. So almost all the Superman stuff's reshot. That's why his face looks like it's falling off half the movie, because they had to CGI out that mustache the whole time. And then that whole opening scene with Batman, that's all the whole, I guess the whole like first 15 minutes, it was all Josh Whedon. And I mean, you can see where he definitely filmed, because Superman's face is falling off most of the time. But yeah. I mean, I still really enjoyed the movie. That being said, this other version sounds pretty cool, and I would pay extra to see it in theaters or on the Blu-ray.
For real, dude. Like, I would not mind if they were like, yeah, we're going to release this cut. It's going to be an extra $10. Okay.
That, not a problem. Sign me up. I'll pre-order it.
Meh.
Like,
what do we get, man? You know, obviously. I was just like meh about the movie in general. So
yeah, that's true.
But I mean, yeah, though that sounds like a way better story than what we fucking got.
Yeah, I agree. Just what it's great energy. We saw. Dumb. Yep. So that's all, folks. That's it for this week. The final episode of the year is coming up. We're gonna have a year in review and what we're looking forward to next year. That's it. That's all I got for you guys.
When are we coming back? 2 weeks. That's going to be after Star Wars. That's what I'm depressed about. I don't have my ticket yet, and I've been looking for like Thursday night, and like it's all full everywhere.
Good, bro, you should have bought that ticket.
Look, I was poor back then.
When they went on sale like that month, like, dude, I think they went on sale a month ago, and a week before they went on sale, they were like on digital line. Like, I think I was trying to get in line for the draft house, and they're like, your wait is 350 in place. And I was like, did they not just go up?
I mean, it's gonna be fine. Most of the theaters are gonna like add more showings and more fucking.
Well, yeah, dude, Star Wars is gonna be the only thing in theaters next weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that other movie comes out, I wanted to say, Shape of Water. Comes up.
Oh, week. You know what? That is definitely on my list and of so movies to watch.
Try to see if I could watch that one. There's what else? There's another new show that Netflix just came out with, and I'm actually about to start it.
Dark.
Yes. Yep.
It's on my list. I'm trying to finish up Punisher first.
If you love Stranger Things, this is their next big thing. Like,
I've heard it compared to Stranger Things for adults.
Yeah.
Which I'm down for.
Holy crap, I can't wait. So, yeah.
We might have to do an extra episode about TV, because I'm wrapping up The Punisher. I got Dark on the horizon. Also have, what's the other one? Godless, that's also on the horizon. So,
oh, Godless. I've been watching that one, and I love that one.
You going to drop a mixtape for us or what, David?
No. Yeah.
I know that you make it beat.
Yeah.
Mixtape volume one, let's do this.
Oh, that's going to be it for tonight, folks, though.
Whenever.
Oh, I forgot. I'm like last in line. That's right. I always forget. I'm like the worst.
David's like, I love when we have guests because they know to go first, and then it reminds me that it's my turn.
I love it that David is looking dead at the screen, and Aaron's like, well, that's going to wrap it up for us, guys.
Kind of like whispers into the screen like it's on you, bro.
Are you
going to
finish whatever you're saying? Like, the time.
Oh,
the
I don't want to say goodbye. But I don't want
to
say.
To be finished, that's the one.
I don't want to say goodbye. I miss you guys. I have no friends. No. All right, guys. It's been nice talking to y'all. Thank you for listening. I'm David.
And I'm Homer, guys. Please catch up on all your movies and shows, and so they won't be spoilers in 2 weeks, David.
Aaron doesn't even know how to follow that.
I got thrown off, okay, because David was doing some funny things on video. I'm Aaron. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great night. We'll talk to you soon.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly like that.